from yesterday, where I think the point that I was trying to make is that that the first idea of Shomer Lepri is that's just in that's a minimal idea of Shomer, not because Shomer is the idea, but Shomer, but the klipa has to relate to the pri in some way in order for it to be structurally part of it. In other words, there the idea of the Shomer is really the minimal level that will allow the thing to be considered part of it through its structure. If it's structurally there, but it has absolutely no relationship to it, then it's not going to be mitzuref to it. So therefore, it's not a question of when is it a shomer. That's what I think was the difference between what I'm saying and what some others were saying. That it's not a machlokus of when should it be a shomer. Is it a shomer for the whole time? Is it a shomer for the... Because the essence over there is structure. The only thing is that the shmira is the minimal requirement, it's a minimal relationship. Otherwise, it's an unrelated structure. And it's not going to be considered a tziruf to the pri. Even though it's physically there, it's not considered mitzuruf to it in the structure unless it relates to it in some minimal way. So it's not a machlokus of when does it have to function for it. Does it have to function for it the whole time or for a part of the time? The question is, when does it structurally have to exist? And the shmira is just helping the tziruf in the structure. But the second shot was that is the essential relationship of the shmira. And that's a true shmira, that if it dies, then it has to be a full shmira, that without it, it dies. Not just that it keeps it warm. If you give us a slight example, maybe not a perfect example, but you have like for instance by muktzah on Shabbos. So if you have a kli, right? So a kli is not muktzah, obviously. But if the kli breaks, let's say, now you have a shivrei kelim. Okay. So what do we say? Are those shivrei kelim muktzah or not? So it depends. If they can still function some way, then they're not muktzah. Okay. Why? Even though if you'd have a rock that would have the same function, like the Gemara says, machlokus, it's interesting machlokus, if it has to have the function of the original kli, or any function. But we all think it has to have any function. So if a pottery breaks, so the Gemara says, as long as you can still take a shard and cover something with it, you can cover a bottle top, you can use it as a bottle top, bottle cap, that still is good. Even though you could take a rock and use that as a bottle cap, that function doesn't make something a kli. But over here, it had the same kli, and as long as it's still mitzuraf to the original thing to be considered a part of it, it will retain its shame kli. So any function, so that's the machlokas. Does it have to retain the same function of the original kli? Or is there an idea of a generic kli that it's still retaining the function of? You know what I'm saying? Does it have to retain the function of the kli that it was? Or you could say there's a generic kli. Inside every kli is a generic kli.
Platonic
kli. What does that mean? The ideal form. No, but I don't mean the ideal
like
form.
The ideal
here.
Of clean.
What does clean?
Okay, the idea of clean. In general. So
the soul's idea.
The soul.
The little thing.
So you see that over here the function of lechasos pitz luchas, right, to cover a little opening of a jug, that's not a function that will make it a kli. Lechatchila, it's not motzi the rock from avonim to kli. It's it's not definitively enough of a thing to give it the shame of a kli. But here you just need to retain the shame kli that it had. So as long as it's not completely useless, it'll still have a tziruf to the shame kli. So that's a similar over here, that structurally it's here, but you need to have some, it needs to be a tziruf. So as long as there's any functional type of a thing, even the most minimal way, that's enough for the tziruf to exist. But that's why the shmira is taken in a very, it doesn't really matter exactly what kind of a shmira it is in the beginning case. As long as in some sense it's a shmira. But in the second way, the shmira is the definitive relationship. It's a relationship of shmira, right? Then it has to be that without it, it'll die.
So the first one, the essence was the tzira?
Structure. The first one, the essence was, like we were saying, is structurally a component of the thing, in terms of its tzura. But the only thing is that just being close doesn't make them together. There still has to be a tzira between the two. So that's some shmira. But the second way was saying we're abandoning the whole idea of the structural component, and now it has to be a functional component. So now you have to have a real idea, a full idea of Shemira. Okay. So anyway.
Meaning like yeah. Just is this another way to say it? But like the top.
Meaning like to make a rock into a kli, it's got to be a real full. Got to have a real designation. Yeah.
Like basically the reboy of Tafo, like is that telling you like new things that are actually part of it, or is that like being marvel like a new, just like a new entity of a shomer?
Right. That's why Rava wanted to minimize the limud. Minimize the limud first. Minimize the limud to be a structural thing. This new idea of a shmira, that's a new kind of a thing. Okay. So anyway, in the course of this Gemara, a couple of interesting things came up, right? Let's take a look at these toasts over here. Big machloksa now. Big machloksa. So what do you say? I mean, it's very confusing, but let's just, before we look at those for a minute, let's just see if we can figure anything out. In other words, a lot went by, a lot whizzed by here. Orla went flying by, right? What's that? One second. Meiser went by, right?
Tumah.
And Shvius went by.
Tumah.
Kind of walked by.
You mean because the Rimonim? You mean the Rimonim?
We saw the shadow of Tumah walking
by. That didn't have anything to do with the Pri. But in terms of the Bracha, it seems, right? In terms of the Bracha, that's what I want to try to understand. In terms of the bracha, which other inyanim seem to impact bracha? Which other inyanim, which other realms of halacha is the Gemara making recourse to for the kviyas of the bracha? Right? So clearly from the Rif, the Rif says clearly that what? Orla is an issue. Right? That's this pseudo-Gemara here. Right? Umi delagabe orla lav piraninu lagabe brachos nami lav piraninu. Right? That apparently was written into the Gemara, but it was written in by the Gaonim. Not as a Gemara, but as a Pirish. Right? So that's clear. That we can see is that definitely, I mean, the Rishonim is saying that, right? And that seems to be the Gemara too, right? Because the Gemara is, because it's the Kasha, right? Because the Gemara asks the Kasha. Because the Kasha says that what? That Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav, he did what? He ate the Kafrisa. Right? So that shows you that the Avionis are the Pri and the Kafrisa are not. Right? And the Gemara held that's a Kasha, on the other Mishnah that says in terms of bracha, right?
And Meister also brings in from Rabbi Akiva.
Okay, slowly, yeah, right. So that's the first one. Orla is definitely in terms of bracha, right? Because that's the kasha. The whole kasha is how can you say that you make a, how could you say you can eat it and then say you make a birthday race? Right? That's the Gemara kasha, correct? So then the Gemara says that what? That Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is by Meiser. Rabbi Akiva is by Meiser. So what do we get from there? We get that whatever we hold is the pre by Meiser would seem to be the pre by Orla too. Right? Would seem to be the pre by Orla too, and then the bracha. Right? So it seems the pre of Orla and the pre of Meiser are the same with the pre of bracha. Okay. Give me one second here. That doesn't mean, by the way, that everything that you make a bori pri adoma on is necessarily chayev in Orla. Because of the leaves.
Why would anything make a barbarism?
I mean Meiser. Thank you. Meiser Yerokos. Right? That's what Ramban, that's what Bishon mentioned. It could be that something is a Yerek, but it's not choshev enough for Meiser. All this up, right? But the reverse is true. If Lagabi Meiser, it's a pre, right? Then it's a pre Lagabi Bracha. If it's a Yerek for Meiser, it's Barbi Adama Lagabi Bracha. Okay? But now the question is, that way seems to be clear. Meiser and Orla have an effect on Bracha. Right. Yeah. But the question is this last thing, which is okay, one second. The next sugi we got into was the Shomer, the Pri of Orla. Right? That would seem to have nothing to do with Orla. Right? Whether a thing is a Shomer Lepri or not, it's not a Pri. I mean, we already, as long as by Orla it's not a Pri, the fact that it's Shomer Lepri is not, it's not a category of Bracha. It's just a reboot to Orla. Right? But the last one that we got to is difficult. Which is what? Shvius, right? The Isser of cutting down the tree for Shvius. The Isser of cutting down a tree by Shvius. Right? Now that is what? That is... Now let's just take this... I just want to get this straight. That we say in the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah in Shvius, it comes out that what? That according to Beis Hillel, the Charuvin has one shear, the Gefanim have one shear, the Zaysim have one shear, and everything else is Mishi Yotziyu. Right? Everything else is Mishi Yotziyu. And what? Everything else is Mishiyot Tziyu. The only catch now, though, is that the Gemara is bringing in the Shvius to go back to Orla, no?
When
the Shame Pri for Orla emerges. So So the Gemara seems to be saying that everything is the same, right? That the Shem Pri of Shvius is going to be the same Shem Pri by Orla with regard to what? To Shomer HaPri. Right? That's what we're working on here. That's the question. Right? Claim shot, it would seem it does. One second. Let's just get this straight. I'm sorry to burden you with this. But if you want to get down to the Lach L'maisa, this is going to be important. Just let's go through steps one more time. So the Gemara wants to say that what? That by the date of Orla, it holds that that's a Shomer L'Pri. That first Demaskli. Right? Is a Shomer L'Pri, Legabi Orla. And that's Akasha. Okay. And then it wants to say that whose shita is it? That's Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Yossi is talking where?
The grapes.
Orla too, Rashi says. It would seem he's also talking about Orla. Right?
You know,
it's in Orla.
What's that?
Yeah, the Mishnah is in Orla.
The Mishnah is in Orla. But then the Gemara says that the Mishnah in Shvius, right? The Beis Hillel by Shvius, which says that the Gifanim go by Boser, right, and not Smodar, that has to be the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yossi. And since they say that by Shvius, and they say Shara Kol Ilonos Misha Yotziu, then by Orla they hold everything is a pre Misha Yotziu. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the final, seems like everything is equal. In the end, it seems like everything is equal. So you can always argue from one to the other. Okay. Let's see what it says about that. Okay, let's keep that in mind. Okay. So, for some reason, the grapes and the carob and the olives are different. For some reason. Which I have no idea.
Didn't figure out the facts, like.
No idea.
Did I even look up the Mishnah?
Nothing more, there's very little there. Not that I could see. It's in the back, it's all in the back of Prophecy, you don't have to go too far. Okay, so let's take a look at those. So now Tosis is going to try to work out halachos with Gabi Bracha now.
Yeah, maybe just define, I mean, we didn't figure this out, but why by all these things it goes Mishi Yotziu and not by the ripeness of them?
It's a good question.
What's the question?
Why does it go by Mishio Tsuyu?
Aside from those three special cases where they argue, all the other cases go by Mishio Tsuyu. Point to everybody.
I mean, it's very hard to understand, because if you take a look, like for instance, on this Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim by Smodar, so the Chachamim say, because it's not a pri, Smodar is not a pri.
And what bracha would you make?
We'll wait for the Tosis to work out the brachas. Right, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Smodar Osuf Neshehu Pri. Right?
Smodar is equivalent to Mishio too, right? That's what Rashi says.
That would seem to be Mishio Tsiyu, it seems so, right. So he says, and the Chum say Smodar is Mutaros Barla. So Rashi, so the, let's see, who do we have here?
Who are those guys?
Well, this is the Rambam. And this is.
He's good.
The. The he's a Rishon too. The Rosh. What they call him? The something else. What do they call him?
Yeah,
he's a Rishon too. But he says what? He says Mutaros the Orla. Why is Smother Mutaros the Orla? The Orla so es Piryoksiv. The Cholhani Lav Piryo Ninu.
Priya.
It's Pri. Not a Pri, because it's dashing the Pasuk. Pri. It's not a Pri.
Right, and he's saying Piryo means go by its species. What's considered for your species? It's Pri. So for these three, it's different than the others.
It's not part of the Gemara.
Right, but why should the. Right. And where does it say the other one about the Shvius? Where is that? Dalad Yud. Okay. We have the Shvius back here too somewhere. Very, very convenient. Dalad Yud. So it says, oops. Kol Ilan. May Amos say in code says Ilan Bishvius. Beshamayom koli lemishi yotzi b'solon haruven mishi yishlishu v'agvonim mishi yagriu v'azesa mishi sheyinotzu b'shar kol ilon mishi yotzi mishi yotzu. So mishi yotzi.
I'm gonna like a totally different idea in this mission, right? Says it goes by the leaves.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, in general, I don't think he understands things like Rashi associating facts. Mishi Yotzi, so he says, pre. Vasam befaris bequintus, Mishi Yotzi utchilas ha'olin b'mein nisai. But our Gemara is saying, it would seem that what? Over here Rashi says what? Yeah, we call me Rishar Ilanos Demishi Yossi Uavi Priya Roy. Yeah. Mishi Yossi U, Esa Pri, he says. I mean, that's the Kashi. See the Gilead Shas over there? I guess in Pesachim, he says a different shot. Misha Yotziu, he says, like he says, the Olin. You mean he's in Rashi, he's a different shot here and there. But anyway, and then it says, Kola Elon, Kevin Shibola Onas Amaisros, Mutulukotso. Right? That was your question. And once they have ripened, you can cut them down. It's just that intermediary stage you can't cut them down.
What's that idea of hefseid? I mean, you cut down the tree, but now you can't eat the fruits. I mean, couldn't you eat them, or they're just not able to be eaten at that point?
That point, they're not. I guess at that point, between this point
right.
and
oh,
the Meiser point, they're not really edible. Yeah, okay, so anyway, so what is the, so what does Tosa say over here? Klipe egozim vagarino vagarinen hayovin ba'orla. So the Mishnah, so the Braisa says what? It's a Mishnah. This was a Mishnah. That what? That the seeds are chayev in orla. Okay, who wants to read? Go ahead. You want to read today? Nissan, you want to read today?
I was...
Not good? Okay. Jeremy, you want to read today?
No, it's okay.
No? Not good. Max, come on. You haven't been here.
All right. Where are you from? Nachman or...
The top Tosas.
Okay. Klipe goes in the Garin, Chayavin, the Orla. Dipirian Hill. They're called... They have a shame pre.
In other words, the Klipa... He's not talking about the Klipa. He's talking about the Garin, right? So apparently the klipa is also goes of S perio, right? That doesn't necessarily mean it's a pre. It could mean S perio, but he's saying the seed, you can't call that S perio. Seems like he's holding that way. Right? Because how is it a shomer of the pre? It's inside the pre.
Mikan sheyesh levarach al hagarinim shel gud ganiyot v'garine afarsakim v'shel tapokhim. Kol mine garinim shel peros or ebreids.
Yeah. So what are these things? What?
Good the seeds. I don't know what they are. Huh? At best.
Have a clover.
Cherry. No chocolate.
A what?
Israeli.
Cherry.
The Israeli. It sounds like an Israeli seed.
But the gold.
Yeah, exactly. Well, farsakino, isn't that like peaches?
Yeah. It can't be. Who eats a peach pit?
People.
Huh? But anyway, he's saying these edible seeds, he's saying you make a boy periods. That's what he holds. Make
the question
a boy
is,
periods.
Though, that how are wondering why they're not shomer? That's the problem?
Of course, he's saying they must be the pre. He's saying they're chayev and orla. Right? Apparently, they're not shomering a pre. It would seem that's what he's saying. Although the Diva Messel starts with Klipe Egozim, it's not going on Klipe Egozim, it's going on Garinin. Right?
Basically, saying it's part of the pre.
He's saying
it's pre.
It's pre,
right?
Go ahead. Let's take Shi'uro Kipul Halavan.
Shi'uro Kipul Halavan. What does that mean?
It's shear, the shear of the grape is the shear of the white bean.
Upachos mikan, less than this, lohavi pira. It's not a pre yet.
Okay, so he's saying that since this was by what? This was by Shvius, right? So since by Shvius, you can cut down the tree, you can cut the vine before the grape reaches pulalavan, kipulalavan. So then that means that what? It's not a pre. And if it's not a pre, David, what bracha would you make?
Not nice.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mikan yesh lilmon dal boser pachos mipul lo mevarchin aleha bore priyayitz ela bore priyah adama.
Right. So, he doesn't mean it's really boser, because that's not boser until it's kapul lava. I mean, he means even though it still apparently is edible.
The generic word boser.
Yeah. Then you'd make a boy. Then you'd make a what? You'd make a boy priadama. Definitely don't make a boy pri. You're right. You don't make a boy priates. He's saying, in other words, on the grape, at the stage before. The Gemara says, the stage before the Mishnah says it's called the pre, right? You can't make a boy priates. But you can make a boy priadama. Because it's apparently still a tree. Edible tree. It's not a pre. What is it?
Part of the tree.
I guess so.
What about the flower?
The flower?
Flower wasn't part of the tree.
Do you eat it?
If it's an edible flower, you'd make a boy priadama.
No, but isn't this after the flower?
Yeah, but the Gemara, but according to this Mishnah, it doesn't have a shame pri. That's what the Mishnah holds. That the grape is different. We don't know why exactly, but it's saying the grape is different. That until it has a certain size, it's not called a pri, and that's why you can cut down the grapevine even during Shemitah year when you're not allowed to cut down a grapevine that has a fruit on it. You can cut this one down because it's not considered to have a fruit. You're saying if it's not considered to have a fruit over there, then it must be make a boy priates. No, you can't make a boy priates.
Are there grape blossoms?
There are grape blossoms, yes. There are grape blossoms.
Do we know what toast was held by the sloth? Why the Ulam and the Tamar Mor HaAdamah?
No, but it's Mustafa. He goes like that whole, like the Rush and that whole other
tour.
Mustafa. So let's see over here. The Rush also has this. The Rush also has this. Yeah. The Rush also has this. He says on Chof Dalet. An Os Dalid. Right. It says Tanya, Klipe Rimon Vanet Shalo, or Klipe Agozim, Vagarinin, Yavin Barola, Mishum Dadi Shomer. Okay, now what's he going on over there? Mishum Dadi Shomer. So he wants to say Lo Koi Agarinin, the bottom.
Yeah, this is the next line.
Udashin and S. Pirio, Larabas, Tuffle Pirio. Oval Garinin. Right, midchayovin beorla, and apparently they can't be considered a shomer. Preninu must be that they're a pre. Mikan yesh lomod al garinei peros demavarchan alein bori parates ubavaj lo yu morim sheyenenemir. That's separate thing. If it's bitter and there's no hanoch from it, then it's not an ochel, I guess.
A fruit wouldn't be either.
Now he says like this. Tanan, me'ema sayin kotzin zeilanos b'shvias v'shame omrim kol ilanos mishe yotziu v'shil omrim acharuvim mishe yishushu mishe yishushu. One more time.
I can never figure out.
It's just a bad connection. You just gotta...
Oh, yeah?
You just keep banging it.
One more. Keep on going.
That's it. The thing is, you don't want to do it too fast. Because you'll turn it on and turn it off before you realize it.
If you're missing the shear, the lights just went out. Don't get confused.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he says, Romar Rabbi Ravasi, who boser, who girua, v'shir v'lovin, mikan yish lumod, she'em avarchin bori priya eitz, ala boser, k'shu pachos mipol alovin, avarchin bori priya dama, kimbo kafrisin. Right? Ties it all back. So now it's not a pri. There's no difference between the kafrisin that we say are not a pri, and the immature grape, which we say is not a pre. Right? Everything that's not a pre, that's on a tree, is a boy pre adama.
Does it have to be, like we said, by the reason that it's like a pre, but not the ikar pre? Or is that like a totally separate thing?
It's a good question. He doesn't have that terminology of the pre and the iterative. How do I know? What did he say before? Good question. But it's definitely true that there's a pre and then there's a pre or apes. The thing to be a pre on the tree means that it's an entity, and be an adama, right? Mm-hmm. When you say it's not a pre, you don't mean it's not a pre at all. You mean it's not considered the pre of the eights. Vishari lanos, yeah, misha yotziu miyad chashavu levarich bori pre eights. So that's where he goes. He goes straight with shvius. Since he's by shvius. Lindy's thing doesn't look like it's on. Oh, we shut the screen here, though. That's smart.
Save battery.
Except you have to keep checking it. But he's saying since by Shvius the grape is considered not an eight, not a pre or eights, not a pre. Before it's Kippur Lavan, it's a Bori Pri Adama. But every other fruit, the Mishnah says, is a pre right away. So it's a Bori Pri Eitz. Vim Mesupak Beboser, Mosai Kippur Lavan, Yivarech Bori Pri Adama. Yep. But if you Mesupak, say Bori Pri Adama. Because you'll be Yotze. Right? So that's the... That's the Tosfos and the Tosfos and the Rush. They hold that it's exactly the same thing. They hold it's exactly the same thing. Yeah. Are there any other fruit tree?
Besides,
well, that's the interesting thing, right? He doesn't talk about those other things, but you're right. With the Stavri means the other things too. He just isolates Habosa. For some reason, he just talks about Boser, even though he quotes all the other things. So Mustavra, he's just talking about the Boser. He's not excluding the other things, right? Because that would be a little odd.
The rush,
right? Yeah, one second. Yeah.
Why
did
they go into such detail?
So he says, that's what the Madonna Yom Tov. He says, V'shavar Yelonos Chutz Mechorov V'zayas. Right? But take a look at the... but there's a Rashba. Where's the Rashba? Does he have it here? No. But they have the Rizbo.
You get the Sechma footnotes for the Sechma.
Maybe the footnotes on Yivamos include the whole thing for Brachos.
There's a gain, but there's also a loss.
That's right.
What? No, in the Rizbo, because Yivamos is huge.
We should put that as a footnote in the Drush as well.
He says like this. The Rashba says like this. Klipe Rimon va'netzuro, right? Egozin va'garinen chayavin ba'orla. So the klipa and the all those things chayavin. Kosu v'tosus demikan yesh lilmod sheyesh levorich ala garinen shel good gonios shikorin sirdis
Now we know what they are.
Seardus. No, Seardus is not a, is not a Hebrew word. Where did he live? The Rashba, Spain?
Spain. Next.
The guy...
We have an Encyclopedia Britannica.
The Garine Afraskin, the Tapuchin, the Chomine Peros, Bari Praetz, the Eino Mechulvar, the Einai, Klau. So the Rashba says it doesn't make any sense to him at all. Right? This is what Josh was thinking. It doesn't make any sense to him. He's afraid to say it, but. She'elu Ein Chayavin Be'orla Mishum Pri. He says all of those things, the klipa and the garinim, are not chayev because they're a pri. That's not why they're chayev. Elami ribuya de es, de dashinan es hatofel lepiria. Bahainu dar vinhu vitaninhu bahade klipe agozim. That's why it's all in one mishnah. Klipe agozim and the garinim. The kulu may es marbinan lu. The adarabo, the shell good ganios fra fraskin shagar inehen marin mashmed lob vorkul klum. The lava daito did who noti luhu klau. Nobody plants it for those things.
You said they were bitter? Is that what he said?
He says they're bitter.
Isn't that just a separate question?
Yeah, well, he's piling it on now. He's piling it on. Saying, Adarabba, it's mashma, you shouldn't make any bruch at all in those, because they're bitter, and nobody plans for that. The mimatek luhu, aydea or, mevorach alayu, shahakol, came nearly. That if you sweeten them, that is, if you can process them somehow, then make them sweet, then it's a shahakol. No, this is not a pre at all, Yolz. It's not a pre at all.
This was a great thing.
And kafris is because people are not, people plant it.
Oh, but right? The kafrisin, people planted for that, correct. That's right. But the kafrisin are still a bori pri adama. Right. But he agrees with the second part. The second part he agrees that, Ein mevarchan ala boser as you can pull love on hapachas mikan in a nikkur pri ha eitz, he says. In a nikkur pri ha eitz. Not a pri ha eitz. El mevarchan ala boi pri adama. Dumi de kafrisen. Ovo shar ilonos mishashe yotziu af bishin katanim me'od. Mevarchan alayu boi pri ha eitz. Chin kasa betotus. Okay. So... difficult. I mean, that's difficult with machlokas. Him and Tosis. Is the seed considered pre, or is it part of the riboy of S period?
And do they agree on the facts? I mean,
and are they bitter, or are they...
Does Tosis agree that you don't plant it for that?
Everyone would seem to agree that. I mean, it's not planted for that. Tosis doesn't care, though.
It's part of the pre. Plant for the pre.
See, that's one thing that's still a little vague, is that when does the planting help you? When does a daiti dahi help? Apparently Tosus holds, and apparently Tosus and the Rashba are saying that's only an issue when it's not essentially a pre, right? There's a thing that's essentially a pre, but now that the Rashba knocked it down to not essentially a pre, now it's more like kafrisa. Now you have to make recourse to the Daita Dalia.
When Tosus says that it's a pre, is he saying it is like the?
So one more thing. Now it would seem that the Orla issue. Is, in other words, it would seem that a daita dahachi, because what bothers me is how do you compare orla to the brachos? If brachos goes by a daita dahachi, does orla too? I mean, is it maybe saying the same thing, but orla too goes by a daita dahachi? Could be. I mean, the Ram does say that. Depends why you plant the tree. If you're planting a fruit tree for protection, he says, you're not chayav orla. Yeah.
Just by, let's say, the seeds of an apple. So is Tosu saying that those seeds are a pre because they are the apple, or are you saying they're a different pre, but they're also a pre?
Well, that's a question. I mean, if you make a bracha on the apple, you have to make another bracha on the seed.
I'm saying conceptually, is he saying...
It's the same pre.
It is the pre.
Part of the pre.
You mean, is it a pre-besocha pre, or is it one pre?
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of the question of do you have to worry about a daitei d'halchi not the inchi? So if it's part of the apple, then of course you don't have to worry about it because people plant for the apple, so the seeds are automatically included.
Well, you mean say that's good for the question? I mean, is the part of the is it priya?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, that's a separate question. If it's a pri, does it also have to be a daitei d'halchi?
Right. If it's its own pri, right?
If it's its own pri, does it have to be a daitei d'halchi?
Right.
Hard to know. Could be two ways. It could be either he holds no, or it could be he holds yes, but it's part of the other three. I don't know. But I need a little more time to figure out what to do next.
Just on not on the machlokas, but on the second point. I just wonder if when the Rashba says that the boser before it's actually like a boser, like the grape before that, it's just like a conference.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that brings into account that the halachi that everybody plants their grapes knowing that these are like inferior. Right. But I'm saying even so, they also have like a secondary das on the grape that's edible before it's boser. I mean, that's why it's similar to the conference. You get a hadama on it because it's still an edible thing.
I saw a Ramban. Ramban has an interesting wash on that. That was think supportive of what we were saying by the kafris and the kover thing. He says, paraphrasing, basically he says your das is always is on whatever is edible. That's like a automatic das. I mean, everybody always knows that you're planting it for what's edible. But the question is, like we were saying, can the das help? You know what I'm saying? So like you're saying, I don't know if people have to actually think maybe I'll want a boser before it's full.
Right. No, I'm saying you don't have to say it. It's just implicit.
Right. It's implicit, right.
But it's not like a separate structure. It's in time with one comes before the other.
Right. Right. See, because the Mechaber has a funny psak. Let me think about it. Because the Gra has a whole big argument over here. A whole big problem. I don't know what it is. The Mechaber Pasuk is like this. In Reish Beis, he says, Beis Haboser Kol Zman Shlo Yigia LeKapol HaLavon Mevorich Olav Bori Pri Adama U'Mishehu Kapol HaLavon Ve'Eloch Mevorich Olav Bori Pri Eitz. Right. Okay, skipping a little bit, he says, "V'shar kol ilan mishayotziu pri mevarchen olav bari priates." So that's straight, right? Like the Rush and the Tosas. "Ubilvad shelo yeh ma ofutz biyoser," I mean sour. "Ad she'ena roy lachila afila yediat chak the invarchen olav klal." Then you don't eat it. Then you don't make a bracha at all, right? Now. Now the Rama says v'yesh omrim de al charuvin eino mevorich bori pireitz ad sheyira behen kamin sharsheros shel charuvin. That's v'yesh omrim. Some say says that by the carob you also have to wait until it has that shear, right? V'chein bezesim ad sheyigdon neitz sevivam v'kodem l'chein vorech bori piradama v'chein Iker, tour. So for some reason the Mechaber cut that part out, right?
Everybody seems to be doing that.
And the Ramah adds it back in, right? But I gotta check the tour. He says the tour has it that way. But now he has over here in the Bir Halacha, he says Ayin beBir Agra Shecholik al Psak Shulchan Aruch. Rochiach the Kol Elu Hasimonim Lo Nizkru B'Shas Rak Leinyan Iser Ketitzas Ilonos B'Shvias. Of a le'inyan bracha, mistavra deba'inan dafka mishiyagiu le'onas ha'maisros. I gotta check out this gra. But the gra is saying that the whole thing is a big mistake. That the Gemara never means this in terms of bracha. That this whole Gemara is just this whole thing is only in terms of the Isser Ketzitza and Shvias. But in terms of bracha, it goes by meiser. V'kodem l'chein lo choshev pri haru'uya la'achila. V'cheinu gam kein das Ha'aponim ne'iros. V'lo ulefi divrayim yishtanu kol adinim shebesif zeh. According to the Gra and the Ponim Eros, everything is different. Dahainu ba'anovim bo'inan dafka sheyiru hachartsonim mitochan u'bezesim mishiyaviu shlish u'charovin mishiyiru ben nekudos shechoros u'os shemaskel hashker. So it's getting black. V'chein b'chol min v'min yeshir miyuchad l'zeh. Every min has its own thing. Kimavuar hakol b'rambam perek beiz milchus meiser. Is the Rambam in Meiser?
Bring the Rambam on it.
What's that? I just can't understand how he's getting this.
It's very funny.
Well, it seems an important thing.
He says that brachos come from Meiser, right?
That's
and Arla also? Or he's not really addressing that? You know, Arla seems pretty straight.
Oh, well,
there.
Let's
like
see. Let's see what he says by Arla, because he says, but the Rambam Perek Beis in Meiser, okay. That's what he says. Everything goes by its own thing. And he gives all the rules. I mean, I have hard enough time with the good gunios, but the rule is the same. Ezu hi onas ha-maisros, misha yagia ha-peros, la-zriya, v'litzmoa, ha-kol, l'fi mashehu ha-pri. Everything, when it grows, right, it goes by when there are the pri. Ateinim mishiyasu rachim ad shehu royim lachila achachof dal shos mishas asifosan. It's strange.
Not mishiyotzio.
Not, no, definitely not mishiyotzio. Not, definitely not mishiyotzio. Right?
Did you say by Orla at all? The Rambam?
He doesn't really, by Orla, I mean when the year what, is, when it's Chanota, is it by mishiyotzio?
Yeah.
Let's see.
The mission is by Shvius, but the Gemara definitely seems to be comparing those two. I mean, in Meiser, you could say somehow it's not really.
I have to look at this, but and then the Mechaber Paskins Garine Aperos Imein Mesukim Mevorachalim Boy Piyor Eitz Imein Morim Einim Vorachalim Klal Vim Misakein Al Yedei Haor. So the Paskins like Tosis, right? Mm-hmm. Well, like the Rush that you make a Boy Piyor Eitz, but if they're bitter, then you don't make a bracha. But then he says an odd thing.
Shahakal.
He says, if you can fix them through cooking them, then you mevorach shahakal. Nobody can figure out what he's talking about. Why should there be a shahakal?
It should be like those yurakos.
It right. Should be like yurakos, right.
Yeah, like the raw ones.
Right. But,
what about how
they
learn the
Gemara? Let's see. Guys, let me look into this a little bit further. Well, let's see. First, we could try to see the Rashba. I mean, that's a side point, really. I mean, that's a side point in Arla, right? What's the pre? Are these seeds a reboy of S, just a different type, not a shomer, like an intrinsic tafel of pre, right? Or is it the pre? And then we gotta see with this grah. There's a whole different derech.
Yeah, what about the one we just said at the beginning of the show?
He's arguing.